the $2
domestic. The $2, okay. Okay. All right. Welcome to the yet-to-be-officially-named podcast, but currently, maybe, possibly, the $2 domestics?
Yes, we have the working title of the $2 domestics.
Which feels a little dishonest because we're drinking some Mere Pond right now, which... maybe per bottle? I'm trying to... How much? So...
You know, the Rolling Rocks, you know?
Probably. Oh, no, I know. I just feel okay. Like... Do we need to be legit and drink Rolling Rocks while we do this?
No.
Okay.
In fact, you should only drink if you're of legal age.
In this country. Don't say you're of legal age in another country.
No, because that's wrong.
That's just disingenuine.
Yeah.
And that one actually, where we're no lawyers, but I have
I am not a lawyer.
I am not.
It is also one of the best internet acronyms I have ever read in my life.
I'm not a lawyer? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, just figure it out.
T-I-L. T-I-L.
I am not.
Oh. A-I. I am. Oh. I didn't know this was going to be a quiz. I was just going to say, like, TIL today, I learned there was an acronym for I'm not a lawyer, but then you wanted to make it.
Yeah, you need to know what the acronym is, because that's why it's funny.
Can I use a lifeline? I'm a couple beers deep, man.
Is it really that difficult?
I don't know.
Here, right. So...
The mic is going to the magic sketchpad.
I am...
All right.
...not a lawyer.
On the first date, Mike? Do you? For those of you who don't know, we're going to invite.
They can figure
we're going to invite you to write it down.
They can figure that one out
and go from there. Shall we go over the other names that we talked about?
No.
Well, when we run out of ideas for later, that's what we'll talk about. first subject. Why is the MLS so goddamn boring?
Right.
I
haven't had that experience with a soccer game or with a soccer weekend
for a while.
I mean, like, sitting there in front of my computer watching terrible soccer, I felt like I was back in Idaho watching USL Live. All I needed was just, like, a really crappy stream that would go, duh, duh.
I watched a couple of these on like an internet stream.
I
had that experience.
You were rocking it like it was 2007.
I'm so old school ultra, you don't even know. Like, I make Pong jealous. Did you know?
You're gonna get OGs pissed off at them.
I know.
Like the very first podcast. You're gonna be like, what does he know
really,
about Pong?
I Pong, if you're listening, I have fond memories of you. Not that you've passed away. I don't know. When's the last time you saw Pong?
One of the friendlies.
One of the friendlies?
Yeah, he got up there and started dancing on the stage.
Oh, I talked to him after the game.
Yeah.
Because there was some drama. He got pulled off the stage, right?
I don't remember.
I talked to him after
the game. I just remember he was dancing.
He was dancing. To Pong. To Pong. I hope he's doing well. The legend of Pong lives on. what were we talking about? Oh, boring soccer. I think this is exactly what Ann Coulter was talking about. This is the end of a country, of the end of its moral identity.
Right. Yeah.
Because if everyone watches boring soccer, the communists win.
Yeah.
I think, is that what she said?
Well,
I loved
the Alexi Lawless follow-up to that accusation this weekend.
Did he talk about set pieces?
He was talking to Garber, and he flat out asked him. He's like, "So, hey, is MLS communist?"
Oh, have you heard about that though? Do you know the grounding in that?
Well, it was just the idea of single entity and equality and force parity and things. Yeah,
yeah, it had to do with an article that was written for Howler. Did you follow?
Yeah.
And the guy, one of the new owners, the proposed owners of Miami FC, like said over and over again in this interview that like MLS is communist and we love it. And then Garber, if I've met my owners, they're definitely not communist. But I mean, kinda. I mean, like they don't like the word, but it's you know. And then he probably still talked about set pieces.
So. For sure. But it, also in that same article, the owner, talked about how he couldn't stand watching MLS because it sucks so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So, and then the other owner from Sporting Kansas City saying if they strike, we'll just replace them all, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Rob Heineman, although he'll deny that he said that.
Which is really, he's just like Merritt Paulson light.
Right? Oh, no, he totally is. He's Merritt Paulson light. He has some of the flavor and no calories. I don't know. Are we saying that Merritt Paulson has a lot of calories? I'm not following this.
He's a pretty skinny guy. And he loses weight with every hair follicle that falls out.
And all the juggling he does on the sideline.
Yes, that's true.
Because he has to chase the ball because he's not very good at it. Neither am I. But...
He plays soccer like he grew up on a golf course. Like let's just put it that way.
And not the soccer golf. Not foot golf, like good old fashioned
like East Coast waspy. Let's go talk about trust funds on the country club golf course. Golf.
Because it's a bye week for your lacrosse league.
Yeah. And hey, by the way, Merritt, thanks for the $20. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Yes.
Class war.
Yes. Look out for those gators.
Which happened to be on golf courses.
Yes. Oh, I saw a movie about that as a documentary.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. Factual story.
Factual story. It's all in the hips.
Okay, so anyway, yeah.
Oh, boring soccer.
Yeah, boring soccer. Anyway, Saturday was really boring.
I don't even...
And it was like five goals in six games. And out of those six games, half of them were 0-0 draws. And it was just, at some point, you just have to be disappointed with the product you're getting, right?
Well, and especially if you're tuning in, like, if that's your day. Like, if that's your... I mean, like, okay, let's not get away from, like, the fact that a 0-0 draw can be... Like, some of the best games.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen, like, have been 0-0 draws. Like, I can't think of any off the top of my head. You know, but, like, it's definitely, like...
They can't be exciting.
They can't. Like, I would say
the one at the beginning of this year, right?
Yeah.
Salt Lake? Yeah. Portland versus Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
They definitely can be, and they definitely have the potential to be, but it's just another one after another one after another one after another one. It just... And if that's your whole day, if you're giving your entire week into watching soccer game after soccer game, if you're shunning every other responsibility you should have and drinking beer early in the afternoon and watching soccer all day... Part of that's living the dream, and the other part of that is, like...
Really, you should be questioning your life choices.
Well, because the results. The thing is, though...
Exactly. You know, when things are good, you don't think, like, wow, my liver's terrible.
Yeah, you don't... You know, if all of these games are super exciting barn burners, you know, like, that's...
Well, and it's also, we're in that weird state right now where you have the overlap between, you know, the world-class leagues and MLS. Right, so MLS is just starting, and then like the championship races in the big leagues are heating up.
And so
it's like this awkward overlap where you wake up in the morning and you watch teams giving it their all on a flat table to not drop any points because they're in the championship hunt, and with the world's best talent, and then later that night you go and watch, you know. I was going to say Chivas, but they don't exist anymore.
Rest in peace, Chivas.
but Colorado Rapids versus anyone in their stadium, who would care?
Poor Rapids.
Who would honestly care?
Poor Rapids, because I genuinely, I don't know. Part of me wants to feel bad for him. You bring in Sarvis and then you don't start him, but then again at the same time, like... I just don't know what's going on with Chicago. Like, I really don't. So 0-0 them in New York City. That was a boring game, frankly. Like, it was. And the thing about Colorado is, so like last year, they definitely had moments like with all that young speedy talent where they could. I felt like they could do something, and then they just you know, they how when was the last time like they went on how many. Games without winning, like I don't know how far along it is. It's just a lot of boring games. I stuck at it. I watched a lot of them. I didn't do shit. I didn't like you can look around. Actually, I don't know. I guess actually the house doesn't look too bad right now.
Right,
but I.
Very pretty man cave.
On the whole, well, thank you. On the whole, I mean,
very like, put together.
I tried to do nothing all day. Watching soccer, and I ended up puttering around the man cave the rumpus room cleaning.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where I start doing homework.
I tried not to clean by watching soccer, and I ended up cleaning.
I turn my head up when I hear their 30 fans really give out a roar. But, like, other than that, I just stop paying attention.
We're in the jersey!
I start doing homework.
I actually was surprised with the Orlando-Vancouver. I watched that until, like, the 80th minute.
Right.
And then they didn't score till the 96th.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't actually know that they scored at the end until I checked my fantasy, and I was really sad that I didn't get the clean sheet points for Ramos.
Right.
But that wasn't a great one. Sporting Kansas City, 0-0. Colorado, New York, 0-0. New England, Montreal, 0-0. Well, obviously,
and really the storyline of Saturday is the fact that Dallas is a really good team right now.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the pattern is the opposite of us. Right, where it's they do really well for the first like 7 or 8 games,
yeah.
And then they're just like, you know what, we don't need to win anything.
Frankly,
and then they just stop.
Like, yeah.
Whereas Portland, it's kind of like
they're front loading really bad for seven
games, but then all of a sudden we're kind of a good team for the rest of the season.
In like another,
Dallas is exactly the opposite.
In like another month, when Dallas decides which key player they're going to sacrifice to do well at the beginning, so every year like they lose a key playmaker to injury for like 2 months. Like, so last year with Mauro Diaz, a couple years ago, what was it, David Ferreira? You remember that? He was the 2011 MVP, I think. Beginning of next season, like out for a couple. I just feel like they always have a lot of injuries. They do really well at the beginning, and their key player gets injured, and then they're shit.
Yeah.
I feel like last season before, though, they won like their first 7 or something, like, and then just didn't do crap. But so far, so good. Like, I got a lot of players from them on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
That's
how I know who are winning.
Because of fantasy.
Then you go look at their team the next day, and it's either Sounders or Dallas players. And really, you do not want to be the guy with Clint Dempsey on your team.
No.
And if you are that guy, you need to stop doing that.
You know who you are. Are we gonna call out my name?
No, I'm just saying we know who you are, Tom.
Tom.
Anyway, so
you really messed us up. messed us up.
Anyway, so here's
the deal.
It's
funny if you know the name.
We got on Saturday you only had 5 goals out of 6 mm-hmm. games. Then on Sunday you had the same amount of goals in 2 games. So Sunday picked it up, right?
Yeah.
And really, Bradley Wright Phillips proves that he's kind of worth something without Thierry Henry on the field.
DC United proved that they're not worth a whole lot when they're not playing well. Like, that was one of the games I watched, and Ben Olsen was pissed at half for good reason. Like, they were just not doing well. Bradley Wright Phillips, he was dropping back, though. He was linking up. Like, he was looking good. He was playing that
kind
of...
He was playing that role that Henri had. Yeah. He was a goal on the first one, then he had the assist on the second.
He was playing the role that Henri played. And he was, I mean, like, obviously no one's not, like, I know this saying that I'm talking to an Arsenal fan. Like, no one's going to step into the shoes of Henri, except for maybe Philip Neville. But, it's a sentence I don't know if anyone ever thought they'd ever hear.
I'm going to let it slide.
You're going to let it slide?
I'm going to let it slide.
I purposely
didn't say anything because I wanted that awkward silence after you said that. Because I'm actually picturing, like, Sunshine's... Like, the gear in his brain just running
just
with
like,
that thought.
I looked over at you as I was saying that, and I saw my Neville jersey in the wall, and I was just like, you know what? But Henri was no Philip Neville. And I'm just
imagining what all
Can we
the
think
Arsenal
to the future
fans,
when
all
the heads will be exploding? Like, do heads exploding make an audible noise?
I think like, so. I would
think,
assume so.
Really? I think the noise is the assumption
that if someone's head explodes, there would be some sort of a noise.
Yeah, I think it's the noise of the unsubscribe or like click away button. I just doomed us. So to cap off so far, I pissed off the OGs.
Yeah. And Arsenal fans.
And Arsenal fans.
Merritt Paulson.
Rob Heineman.
Can we just call him Rob Hyman?
Rob Hyman.
Sorry, I apologize. That was in poor taste.
Oh gosh. Now I'm just thinking of puns about breaking through. I don't know. That's also in poor taste.
This new breed of owner is really breaking through.
San Jose though. So San Jose, I'm looking at the MLS app, which
really
is available
into the league.
Yeah. It's available on the Google Play. Do you think we'll get money for saying stuff like this?
Google Play.
Google, or do you have an Apple?
I have an Apple.
Oh, you have an Apple. Anyway, I don't know. I just wonder, like, if you start, like,
putting down... Actually, I have a Macintosh.
A Macintosh.
And device.
Oh, gotcha. A Macintosh and device. I wonder if you just start dropping, like, ads for people. If, like, they start giving you money, or do you have to be approached? I don't know.
Welcome to our yet-to-be-named podcast, presented by Goldman Sachs and Taco Bell?
No, it's actually Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr.? Dude...
No, isn't that, is it Idiocracy brought to you by Carl's Jr.?
No.
What? No, have you seen Idiocracy?
Who would want Carl's Jr.?
No, no one does, but that's the point. Have you seen?
Okay. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Why do you keep saying that? It's a good way to make money, dude. I thought you were smart. Anyway.
Go see Altidore with the goal.
Feel the freedom.
There it is.
So we are watching... the Denmark USA game because we love freedom. Yeah. And personally,
I kind of get bored when he's talking sometimes, so I just like look up and monitor the game.
That's a story. That's a story of my life. Sometimes I do too. The Toronto player. So maybe he's saving all of his American, like, glory.
Right.
While in, like, you know, because he doesn't have to worry about being, like, an amazing... Well, no, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. But that was a good goal.
I would just say that it is pretty, you know, our U.S. men's national team players are tearing it up for Canada.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's actually a really good goal.
Can just jump down then to Practically Canada, right?
Practically Canada.
Yeah,
Practically Canada.
Got an MLS team today.
Yep. Yep,
right, so major announcement.
The fourth Canadian team to be joining the league in either 2017 or 2018,
And I can't really, I'm really wait, as one who really likes what goes on in the terraces, I'm really looking forward to the fight between the Iron Lion Firm and the Lake Wobegon Ultras. I think that will be quite the Donnybrook.
Yeah.
I really think that will be those like Wobegon Ultras are gonna get all hopped up on the rhubarb pie and just go to town. Go to town, man.
Don't you know? I'm just thinking of Bobby's World.
Right? That was my first reaction.
Yeah, Bobby's World.
I thought of that dork on America's Got Talent with the bald head and the goatee, what's his name? He was the curly haired guy on that show.
Who shaved his head?
Yeah, what's his name?
Howie Mandel.
Him hosting America's Got Talent is like me hosting a bodybuilding competition.
It just doesn't make sense. I thought he did Deal. Did he also do that?
Oh yeah, he did do that.
Yeah, did he do America's Got Talent or is that a different guy?
I'm pretty sure he's on America's Got Talent.
Okay, send your hate mail to.
We don't have an address.
We don't have an address yet.
Send it
to the first email you think of. So, like, send your hate mail regarding this podcast to the first email that pops into your head. And you know what? If it's effective hate mail, it'll find its way to us.
Yeah.
Like, and if it doesn't, then you're probably not actually that mad.
Yeah.
And you should kind of step back and get over it. So, or maybe we should just pick a random email every week, like take a look through our contact list and just like send your hate mail this
send
week
your
too.
Hate mail too. You know, that's actually a pretty good idea. Let's see who I can see what I can find. Keep talking. I'm finding an email. All right.
So on a serious note,
let's send it to Dave.
To Dave?
Angry Dave.
Angry Dave. possible future guest of the show.
Yeah.
Angry Dave.
Before he moves to Brooklyn.
Before he gets a tattoo of NYCFC right. on his face.
Real Rose City till I move to New York, right?
He'll have the other part added in.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have it sent to Dave. But Minnesota United... That's their name? Yes?
I think so. Which I was really disappointed about, because they don't have enough fake European traditions in that name. Like, just United?
You mean, like, it could be, like...
I mean, for them, I guess it kind of makes sense, because like, they're twin cities, right?
So yeah. Twin cities, and actually, in the, I was listening to a couple podcasts, whatever. But, like, they almost folded in 2008... Ran out of money. The league owned them. The new owner swooped in, and like the huge community like swelled up, came together to like try to find a new owner. Twin Cities United. They probably earned it. Like, okay. I don't know. But
as opposed to the Real Monarchs.
The Real Monarchs.
What a dumb name. I'm thinking of, like, all the dumb American names that you could, like,
come up with. The Real Monarchs.
I honestly think Real Monarchs would probably be one that I would make up. Like, I would be like, hey, what's a really dumb, fake European name that Americans would use? Real Monarchs.
It seems like if, like, The Simpsons were coming up with a name of a MLS team.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, remember how Homer Simpson designed that car? And it was just,
yes! I referenced that the other day.
And it was, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like Homer Simpson had the responsibility of doing an MLS-affiliated USL team. And that's the Real Monarchs.
That's the thing is, so did you ever hear any of the other names that they almost went with for Real Salt Lake?
Sounders Alliance?
No. It was like the Highlanders.
Oh, okay.
The Highlanders, which I thought was like, it was plural though, and there can only be one. Like, that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
And then there
like
was...
Like the Lone Rangers.
It's yeah. The Lone Rangers, plural. there was a couple other ones. I remember reading two or three of the names. It was, yeah, like the Highlanders and there was something that really wanted to be another thing that really wanted to be Celtic, but yes, I don't know, the Monarchs.
They settled on Real Monarchs.
The Real Monarchs, which is a little redundant.
Yes.
You know?
The Royal Monarchs?
The Royal Monarchs, unless, because it's not like they're the butterflies.
No.
Which actually have you
which
ever
would be pretty cool.
Have you ever been driving? Have you ever
You gotta be pretty comfortable with your awesomeness to call to yourself have butterflies. Butterfly.
Have you ever been driving through Salt Lake when the monarchs are actually migrating?
I have not. Actually, would you like to fill me in on
that? Yeah, so once a year. If some people may
Phil
not know,
lived in Salt
I
Lake
lived
for
in Salt
a while,
Lake for a
yes.
couple of years. So a couple times a year they come through Salt Lake. It's actually awesome. You can see there's a shit ton of monarchs everywhere. But the thing about it is, you know, butterflies don't know shit. Like, they
that's pretty speciesist.
Well,
speciesist? Is that a term? Yeah, you're speciesist.
Is it? Well, frankly...
That's kind of a broad generalization.
Without really, details, right? Without,
yeah,
so, like, I mean, to provide some details.
Yeah, okay, so, but this is still anecdotal, but go ahead, yeah. Tell me about how all butterflies are stupid.
Well, thousands of them, every time they come through a major metropolitan area, decide to migrate through the freeway.
Yeah, because that's totally part of their biology.
Well, they're not exactly evolving with the times. You know? Like, which is why... I'm not saying they deserve it. I don't know. It's... But the thing is, so, like, they'll be in, like, you kind of just have to avoid the freeway because your windshield just gets covered, and after that many dead butterflies, your windshield wipers only do so much, like, and it's at one moment, like, beautiful, beautiful, until it is just a mess of dead butterflies everywhere, and it's a thing, dude, it's a thing, and,
I just remember that just reminds me of when I used to live in Idaho. Is that it was the same thing when you're on I-84 when around? I'm not really sure when it was, but there at one point in the year there would just be dead owls on the side of the road, and you're just like, and it was just a lot of them. Just, you're like, how is this?
It just happened. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It's not as funny as a bunch of dead butterflies.
No, dude, because everyone's fond of owls.
I apologize to all the animal,
the owl
enthusiasts.
Can we add that to the? Should we keep a list of people we pissed off?
No, let's just let them email Dave and
email Dave.
Have it go from there.
And yes, but anyway, Minnesota. I'm actually quite happy to have them there. The Dark Clouds, the supporters group, they're doing good things there.
Harry Potter fans, huh? Isn't that like a Harry Potter thing? Dark
clouds? The dark clouds?
Dark arts.
Dark arts. Dark arts and dark clouds. Those are.
Am I like meshing? Is that a mashup? Am I mashing up?
You're
like
mashing.
Ice,
it's
Harry
defense.
Potter
it's defense
and...
against the dark arts is what you're thinking.
Okay.
Of. So, but if any Chicago fans are listening, so they will be your. Rivals, right?
Are you going to use the... You use the R word.
I'm going to use the
are
R
they,
word.
Are they?
So Mike McGee actually started this today. Do you see
I
the
mean,
tweet?
They and
said,
to be honest...
He's like, I'm going to use this opportunity to post my list of ways to make living in Minnesota bearable. And number one, and the only thing on the list, was move to Chicago.
Right.
So Mike McGee started
but, I mean, but to,
so
be, but to
not...
be fair, they kind of are crosstown rivals because Chicago Stadium is so out of the city of Chicago, it, you know, might as well be in Minnesota.
I don't know actually where it's at.
Me neither.
We're just gonna run with it.
I'm pretty sure someone's gonna Google that. Just be like, that was the dumbest comment I've ever heard.
Send the complaints to Dave.
I was really reaching.
But Mike McGee started that. I saw that tweet earlier today. He's saying, yeah, the best way to live in Minnesota is to move to Chicago.
Yeah,
that's the way to like make it bearable. But Chicago fans. Defense Against the Dark Clouds. If you wanted to do a Harry Potter themed Tifo or Two Stick or something, that's what you should do. You can have that idea for free. If you want to send us donations, don't send those.
I will say, Mike McGee is probably one of the funner people
on Twitter.
More fun people.
More funner. No, it's fun.
I love that podcast. I work with children. I have to correct myself on those sorts of things.
Should we email Ann Coulter about things she should actually be upset about instead of soccer, like the state of education and points. Yes. Like, yeah, we got this guy right here.
I will be Exhibit A.
What comes after A, Mike?
Two.
There you go. That's for you, Anne.
Mike McGee's Twitter. Twitter feed. Malcolm effing Butler.
Alright.
And then he's got he photoshopped Brian Williams into the Ellen DeGeneres selfie.
That's
a good one. Good job, Mike. You're doing great.
Poor guy is injured. Frankly, oh my god. Poor guy. If anyone's going to be, we're going to call poor guy. Harry Shipp, easily the best player on Chicago right now.
These were great. The thought of having to fight for players who bled for and built MLS to simply get paid what they're worth is embarrassing. # free agency.
Unity 2015. Those are onions.
Onions, yeah.
Yeah. And so for this part of the podcast, you should have pulled up Mike McGee's Twitter and been scrolling through it at a similar rate.
I keep forgetting you don't see what we're looking at.
Yeah, because we're not vloggers. Is that the term?
Yeah, vloggers.
Vloggers.
You know, we're too old to be vloggers. That's more of like today's teenagers.
That would necessitate us wearing pants.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
Which we may or may not be right now. I'm going to leave it open.
So we've talked about a lot of things. How about the weekend? What's coming up this weekend?
Hopefully.
T2. Every Timbers fan that's not going to go to Vancouver, apparently, you know.
Yeah.
Which apparently everyone is going to Vancouver this weekend.
Yeah.
I am not, because I'm a 28-year-old man without a passport.
You still haven't gotten that? That's why you couldn't go the last time we went up.
Yeah. How often do I leave the country?
I mean, maybe not enough. I don't know.
To be honest, is there anything else in the world outside of Oregon? Name one thing. Exactly. Case in point, right there.
Yeah.
You just really botched it.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, what are the local breweries that, like, are nearby, but, like, not in Oregon that might be worth checking out?
Yeah.
Oh.
None.
Pardon the burp.
None. Got your bubbles?
I got the bubbly.
All right, so yeah, this weekend, T2, I'm going to go check that out.
Is it the Monarchs they're playing against?
I don't know.
I think they're opening up against RSL.
I should be way more informed if I'm being recorded, right?
I mean, maybe. We can just...
So did we talk all that smack about the Monarchs and Raptors playing them?
We actually are.
That'll be great.
I'm pretty sure it is. There's kind of a Cascadia match. You know,
I mean, if you're into that sort of a thing, Portland might be playing Vancouver.
They might be playing Vancouver.
An NBC place where Portland actually occasionally wins.
Yeah, I hear our house is in the middle of BC.
I believe it is. It's certainly not Providence Park anymore. That's for sure.
Yeah. Although I'm feeling pretty good about our chances this weekend because Camilo is not at Vancouver anymore. Like, I know this isn't like new. The only time I went up to Vancouver,
I would say we have a great chance because Ka is in Vancouver now.
Right. Yeah.
So that compensates for all of our crappy offense right now.
I think so. Mainly, just the only time I went up to Vancouver was when Camilo scored that goal, the goal of the year, the free kick from like 30 out.
That was pretty ridiculous.
That was insane. That was absolutely insane. I think that was another one. I feel like we were still celebrating when we scored, and then he turned around and scored too.
Oh yeah, Bentner just scored.
Lord Bentner.
Yeah, and to celebrate, he actually picked a fight with three of his teammates.
What was our defense doing there?
Oh yeah, great America. Okay, yeah. So
was that?
Sorry, I got distracted by the Bentner goal.
Bentner. Yeah. So this weekend. So T2.
Yeah, and so really, to be honest, I'm gonna be so Cascadian right now. The games that I actually even care about are Seattle versus Dallas.
Yeah.
Because Dallas is
go Dallas
hot right now.
Yeah, and so hot right now.
Seattle's, you know, pretty good. I hate to say that, but
they're pretty good at being.
They are probably the best team in the league right now, and it's disgusting.
Well, frankly, look at the points, though. Yeah. I mean, Dallas. Did Dallas lose?
Yeah, but
to San Jose? Did they lose to San Jose?
I'm fully
playing, like, when San Jose was down a man.
Oh my goodness, down a man, and they hadn't won a game Century in like 16 games
or whatever it was. Yeah. In Century,
unreal.
Like, I mean, we can't. I mean, like,
but that was just
if someone might get the idea to look at how many points Timbers have.
Points don't mean jack. No. This is MLS. Everyone and their dog gets into the playoffs. They just keep points to make you feel good about yourself.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But points don't matter. So is that not a good point anymore?
I don't know. So we got, so SC Dallas versus Seattle and then Vancouver versus Portland.
Houston, Colorado, don't watch it. Just, I'm probably going to, but like, how is that going to be entertaining?
And then if you like, seeing expansion teams get destroyed by good teams, you got New York City versus Sporting Kansas City. You know, two cities with blue. It's the Blue City Bowl.
It's the Blue City Bowl.
Yeah.
So
that will be something that happens in New York.
San Jose versus New England as well. It's all of us. We got any games on Sunday? Chicago, Philly, RSL, Toronto. But a lot of these teams are missing key players, though, due to the international. So we'll see if I'm pretty sure. So Dempsey was held out of the U.S. because of a knee injury, right? He's not playing right now.
Yeah.
Which means he probably won't play against Dallas unless it's like a quote-unquote injury.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a little bit.
It would be dumb this early in the season to be using
his
quote-unquote injury.
Yeah. Are we saying that Seattle's not just dumb all the time, though? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's my Timbers. Timbers love color.
Seattle's pretty dumb.
They're dumb. It's not even like a constructive hate. It just makes me make dumb jokes. Like, yeah, Seattle's dumb.
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 And their stupid dumb pants.
Dumb, dumb.
And their dumb faces.
Where'd you buy your yacht? The toilet store?
Yeah. We all just turn into brick.
Exactly. So that's the effect. Ann Kohler, if she's going to be upset about anyone, she should be pissed at Seattle.
Yes.
She should be pissed at Seattle.
Whatever. Seattle is a perfect example of corporatism working, right? You have the whole system with all these rules and, you know, fake parity, everyone's equal, this whole communist thing. And then all of a sudden you're like,
I mean, I understand that Andy Rose, like, is good. He makes probably, what, $45,000 a year? So we'll start him next to someone making, like, $7 million a year. That's good, right? That's good. You know, so there's that. I don't know. What are we talking about?
To be honest, for me personally, I'm most excited about the Dallas game. As someone who just likes watching soccer, I think the Dallas
as a straight soccer. I think
the Dallas Seattle game will be fun to watch.
I think Fabian Castillo is going to destroy the Wings. I think without Dempsey, frankly, they're still going to be all right. Like Obafemi is that good; he can run, and he showed last year. Even when Dempsey was out, Obafemi can still run the show. But some of their supporting players haven't shown as great so far. They're still kind of Pinedo and Nagel, if memory serves. Last game didn't have like a great game against San Jose. And I think Dallas takes this. We didn't do predictions about any of them. But
I mean,
I'm going to go.
I mean, predictions are kind of. I don't like those.
The thing is, though.
Because, like.
What kind, like
I can't tell
it's the perfect perfect situation of like awful, because I think Blas Perez is going to score 2 goals. And then it's going to make me decide, like, what I hate more, Blas Perez or the Sounders. And the answer is the Sounders. I hate the Sounders more. But, yes. Like, I'm not exactly, like, pro Blas Perez. The man's good at soccer, but I really don't like the guy. He just kind of seems like a douche.
Yeah, he's currently tied with Dempsey for
top goals. Goal, right? Yeah. No, like, he's a good player. And you know what's even better about that? One time, Andrew Jean-Baptiste leapfrogged him in a game. Do you remember that? That's one of my favorite gifts.
AJB.
AJB all day. He's up in New York now. Hopefully he's going to be leapfrogging other people. That wasn't just
wait, didn't he done. Just... was he... No, it was Marceline. Marceline was only... He got picked up for like a week. And
he got picked up for non-soccer reasons.
Yeah, and then I think he got released. He
didn't for non-soccer reasons.
Yeah, he didn't make the team.
But
AJB is still in the...
Yeah, no, he got picked up. He's at the Metro Stars.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know. I feel like this is the point in which we both need another beer. And it's not like we can pause this.
But I think, weren't we only trying to get to 30 minutes?
I think we're trying to get to 30 minutes.
So we're at 35.
I think we are.
And if we can cut out, like, stuff.
We're not going to cut out stuff, dude.
All right.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. Like, that's... Right. I think you have some high expectations of what I can bring technologically. Like, that's yes. Like saying, like, we'll add
just it. Just so you know, our studio right now is in his basement area, right?
It's above ground, dude.
It's an above ground basement.
It's an above ground basement.
It's an above ground basement. And
it's the bottom floor of a one-story building.
I walked down, there were like 4 steps that I walked down to get into here. So you need to just chill, okay?
3.
So, and...
And remember, he's the one teaching the youth of tomorrow.
And we got ourselves...
The youth of today?
We got ourselves
a laptop. There'll be the youth of tomorrow as well.
We've got ourselves a laptop. And no microphones. We have just been talking straight into
the laptop. We don't have two turntables or a microphone.
Or a microphone.
Yeah.
And we're watching soccer while we do this.
Yes.
Because
so did we just piss off Kanye with the Beck reference?
Beck?
Well, that was us, Beck, right?
Was two he, turntables he was upset and a microphone? About Beck, right?
Yeah, because he won the best, but like...
How old was Kanye when Beck was popular? Like, he couldn't have been that old.
No, it's because he won it instead of...
I know, one
Sasha
of his friends.
Fierce. Sasha right? Fierce. What's Beyonce? Her? Beyonce, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I liked Beck in the 90s.
Yeah.
When I was in, like, 5th grade.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
I think I enjoyed Loser, like the rest of America, but to be honest, I didn't really know anything else about him. I thought he died. I figured he died.
Rest in peace, Beck.
I thought Beck died a long time ago, so I'm thankful that Kanye West brought him attention again. So, so now I expect my flowers back, Beck.
Yeah. Can we add Beck to the list of people? Yeah, it was. Okay, for a second, I didn't know if the two turntables or microphone was in fact Beck.
No, it is Beck.
It is totally Beck, but because we're recording this, I immediately doubt myself.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Where it's at?
Did you didn't turn down the tuning.
Oh, but I didn't click auto-tune. I don't think this whole thing is auto-tuned, right?
You have the auto-tune turned all the way up.
But it's not limited to the key. All right, so we're going to... If this entire thing has been auto-tuned, our partner is... What's it? Something T? Or T-Pain? T-Pain?
I don't know.
T-Pain.
I just want to see if this is auto-tuned now. All right. That's great.
We're going to call it for this week. You've been listening to... The $2 domestics?
Yeah, let's go with that. That is. $2 domestics.
I am Philip Android, and I'm sitting with Chuckles, and we'll see you next time. Or we won't, because this is a one-way thing. Yeah. We can't see you listening, so you'll hear us next time.